Okay, I'm going to make a few predictions here. I've been in Taiwan 11 years, over 11 years, and I'm going to make some predictions about what I think is coming from this coronavirus. I say coronavirus is what they call it, this coronavirus, because a coronavirus includes a common cold, seasonal flu. They should call it the pneumonia virus, not the coronavirus. It's a coronavirus, you catch a common cold. Next year, when you catch the common cold, you can say, I caught a pneumonia virus. I caught a coronavirus. What? It's the common cold. The common cold is a coronavirus. Yeah, you can be one of those people if you like being one of those people who uses big words that everyone uses the wrong way. So, my predictions. Here we go. Wealth is going to shift around. We're going to see a lot of bad people lose money, and we're going to see a lot of good people make money. It's going to shift. And when I say bad people, there are two types of bad people. There are people that are maybe socially good, like they're nice kind of, but they're really incompetent and don't know what the heck they're doing. And then you've got people that are dishonest. Most are probably somewhere in between. You know, the guy that's kind of nice to talk to as a neighbor, but like he has so much money that he doesn't really know how life works. So he doesn't really care about your problems. And so he's kind of apathetic and disrespectful and not very kind to you. Okay, that guy, yeah, he's going to lose a lot of money. A lot of people that have their jobs just because they dress well and they talk nice and smoothly and they know how to fire people effectively just because those people don't talk nice and don't dress smoothly and nicely, they're going to be the ones that lose a lot of their money, because niceness and tone of voice and good looks and nice dressing is not how you survive a crisis. And so all the people that shouldn't be, you know, the stupid bosses, why do the idiots always get in charge? Okay. They're not going to be anymore. A lot of them are going to be gone because they don't know what the heck they're doing. Now, all the people that do know what they're doing, who have been preparing, who've been working without, they've been working on something, preparing something, they've been doing something without getting paid, without seeing the benefits, they're going to see their benefits pay off. You know, the fire sweeps through the forest and it unlocks some of the seeds. Some plants, many trees and many plants, they only grow once and then they drop their seeds and the seeds cannot grow. They stay in the ground hundreds of years, waiting for a forest fire to come through, kill everything else, and then the fire will unlock them. And then they grow up right after the fire, but then they only grow once, and they don't grow back. They provide shade, they provide stability in the soil, and then the other things, the other plants, creep back in through time. So, you know, we're seeing, so to speak, kind of a forest fire effect. And all the people that couldn't grow before are going to grow back. So if you're one of the forest fire survivors, now's your time. But that means that you have to have been working and planting. Those seeds that get unlocked by the fire, they were in the ground. They didn't magically grow one day before the forest fire because they heard the forest fire was 10 miles away. However long forest fires spread. But, you know, they didn't hear it was coming. And so then decide to grow and make their seeds. They'd already done it hundreds of years ago. They'd already been working and preparing and doing hard work when no one was listening. See, all the people that are out playing games, doing entertainment, doing 9-to-5s without any preparation, just mousing the wheel, spinning, they're not seeing any strong or positive results. Because they haven't planned. But the preparers, the people who've prepared, are going to be profiting now. Whether they're good or bad, it's the long-term people that are prepared. So we're going to see wealth shift around, and it's going to be from, you know, the people that were a house of cards and a facade, they're going to be losing. And it's the people that know how a business actually starts, and they know when a business plan is good and not, because they've been through the hard times, and they don't always talk super nice in conversation. Those are the ones that are going to make it work, because they're the ones that are rough and tough enough to survive a fire. You know, it's an interesting thing that the pine cones that survive the fire, you put them in the microwave and boom, they pop open. It's like popcorn. But they got to pop before they can grow. They don't grow until the fire pops them. They go boom, and then all of a sudden they can grow. It's really, really amazing where, you know, we're watching this happen. So, as I said yesterday, manufacturing is going to be coming back. And a lot of people are going to be doing soul searching, becoming better people. We're going to see revivals. We're going to see eventually, we're going to see stadium Christianity here. We could see it soon. I know that it's coming, but we are going to see some of that. We're going to see local Christians, all getting together, renting out the local gymnasium, probably the local sports arena. And we're going to see stadium Christianity, take on a new level thing. And another thing I've always been saying, we're going to see Christianity outside of the church box, you know, the Sunday morning box. You know, the church, capital C, includes all Christians. And we're going to see the church get built outside of the box. We're going to see it built everywhere. No more of this pastor stuff. You know what? One of the problems, I'll close with this idea. There's such a thing as a master. A master is someone who has learned so much that he or she no longer needs a teacher. I really want to emphasize the she part. God was the first feminist in some sense, in the positive sense of the term feminism. We're talking about supremacy. But God was always a fan of women in amazing valor. He invented that idea. So, I mean, you know, look at Deborah for Christ, Esther, my goodness. Where was I going with that? We have this level of mastery where we learn enough, we study enough, we get enough done, we move to enough places, we learn enough things that we no longer need a teacher. Now, in psychology, that's self-actualization, where you've dealt with enough of your problems, you've sorted out enough of your junk, and you understand how people work and how you yourself work enough that when you see that you've got some personal problem, some psycho issue or whatever going on, some psychological issue, you recognize and see it, and you know what to do about it. You're not cured of the issues, but you know how to handle them in yourself. And so there's a point of mastery. And I really think that many people in society during this time, in this crisis, it's not the biggest crisis we're going to see here, but it's one of them. And many people they're ready to be masters. And this is going to force them to stop needing the teachers. And that's going to affect many parts of society, from business people who will start their own businesses and know how to make it actually work instead of, you know, so many little businesses starting and failing. We're going to see businesses start and succeed. And the same is going to happen among Christians. No more of this need for a pastor. We're going to have a lot of Christians who know the Bible well enough that they don't need to have the professional telling them, how to get potty trained week by week by week. And once we've got more masters who know how to do that stuff, we'll have a whole lot more people who are able to learn stuff. I'm excited. I'm not thrilled for the difficulty. I'm not happy about the pain. I'm not happy about the damage, but I am very happy about the very, very, very good things that are going to be following. See you next week.